recognizing your day and her message. They are ever learning. This ever learning here is talking about knowledge. But they are never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And what is the knowledge of the truth? The knowledge of the truth is the message that God sends to us. You are never able to know what God is doing spiritual. Everything is scientific. When the people reach that stage, what God does now is to send a message. He sends a message. And the message of a true prophet in this estate is not it is well. It is a message that judgment is coming. Judgment is coming, but this is the way of escape. This is the way of escape. Every true message of God to you, solution must be given. Is somebody understanding me? Hallelujah. I've told you this several times. You Christians all around the world. The reason why God will give discernment, call your name, call your address, call your tribe, describe where you come from, your house, and everything about you. That is not the message. Is somebody understanding me? Your name is Moses Alu. Is that a message to me? The name of your wife is Clara Alu. Is that a message to me? You come from Akwanga. I know that. Is that a message? You have entered prison before. Is it a message? Praise the Lord. That is to make you believe. It will take God to know all this. It's to give you faith so that the message we give you, you will believe it. Hallelujah. So when they are making discernment for you, the evidence that I am a man of God is not that I am able to know your problem, but that what is the solution and the message comes to pass. Then I will know God has spoken. God has not spoken by saying you are Olumide. God has spoken, is thus saith the Lord. So he sends a message so that people will not have a way of escape. Destruction is coming upon Jerusalem. But when you see this happen, run out of the city. Don't come back in again. That is the solution. If you decide to remain inside the city, when that which was spoken comes to pass, you see them, you refuse to run out, judgment will surely come upon you. And God is free. And it was when it got to that stage that God said, no. Let's go and see what is happening. On his way, he passed through the residence of Abraham, a type of the bride for that day. Nothing is hidden from us. Hallelujah. Nothing is hidden from us. That's why we know, like Abraham knew that Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be destroyed. But the people of Sodom and Gomorrah did not know what is happening. So also we know there is a destruction that is coming upon this earth, that this earth, the people, the population, the generality of the people know nothing about. And the angels went and confirmed. And if you read that story in Genesis chapter 19, oh, praise the Lord. If you read it from verse 9, just keep reading it like that on your own. You will discover, amen. See what happened. The angels got there and they confirmed. They were chasing the angels. Men were chasing the angels to sleep with them. Some fine men have come. It was no longer hidden. And what will happen? There is another man that was living in Sodom. His name was Lot. He didn't come from there. Remember that it was Abraham, they had to be separated, that took him there to live there. He's not a native of that place. He's related to Abraham. But he was there. He didn't like what was happening. This is the reason why he was delivered. He was there, but he was not part of what was going on. He hated it. The Bible says his soul was grieved by those abominations that were taking place. But my emphasis here is that those angels came there and gave a message to Lot and his family. Leave this place. I'm going to destroy this land. The abominations have reached heaven. Gave him a message that took him out. He says, I will not destroy this. I cannot do anything until you are out. I will not do anything until you are out. The world is still at peace because we are still here. Destruction will not come until we are gone. Destruction did not come until Noah entered the boat and the door of salvation was closed by God himself. Okay, foolish virgins. Wait till when it will be open. Lot had to go out before destruction come down. That is why we say, before the tribulation, can I tell you something? Glory be to God. Listen. The destruction, the darkness that comes upon this earth, the judgment that is coming upon this earth, it begins with the Antichrist himself coming in and bringing all the destruction that will be taking place on earth. It begins with him. Before Christ finally comes and crowns it up and shake all the shakables out. Praise the Lord. And when we say prophecy, amen, must comfort, must edify. All this prophecy, all this funny prophecy. Amen. Funny prophecies to make them think that they are something. And all they do is, I'll continue to say it, I'm exposing spirit that must not be allowed in this church. And they are there, they are sitting and they are looking at me in the congregation. They will walk to you. Brother, the Lord says you should give him praises for 7 nights. So what will happen? After the praises, what will happen? You must ask, after the 7 nights of praises, what will happen? If, do it though, but after the 7 nights, the thing where he said will happen does not happen, you are not helping that person. Neither are you helping this ministry. If you don't report that person to us, when you don't expose them, it will leave you and go to another person. A genuine prophet, if God minister to me, you have a problem, brother. I know I operate under a principle that God does not entertain me with any revelation. When I pray for you, I will follow it up. That is how I used to confirm the voice I hear. I will follow you up. How far will that thing we pray that day? So that I will confirm. Then why did God show me? I have prayed now. If God gives me a revelation that this woman is pregnant, and that she's going to die. I see her dead. There are only two things to be done. I wait for what he will tell me to do. And if he doesn't tell me, then he's telling me because I am to use a grace that I have and cancel it. All this mumu mumu that some of these gifted people disturb us with, thus said the Lord. Hey, you have come too far to allow that spirit to disturb your life. And some prophets, their God does not answer their prayer unless you sow seed. Unless you sow seed. Luke chapter 17, verse 26 and verse 27. He said, and as it was in the days of Noah. I'm coming home. And as it was in the days of Noah. He said, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Listen, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. As it was in the days of Noah. What was the condition? Number one condition was Daniel chapter 12 verse 4 was fulfilled. Oh, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end. What will happen? The time of the end there, the time of the end of that day. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Knowledge shall be increased. I want to say something, please. Don't be patient with me. Which knowledge? Scientific knowledge. That was the age of cloning. That was the age of hybridizing. A mixture of different genes, different species, mixed them to produce something that God did not create. They had their own GMO, genetically modified organisms. That was the age. Oh, praise the Lord. That is what you see. If you read Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 13, that is what happened. That was their estate. Oh, glory be to God. The mixture, that is why you see the mixture. Read it. I'm giving us a reference scripture. And by the time it reached a stage where they could mix genes and produce giants. They mix genes. They mix animals, animal gene with human gene. The product are giants in those days. By the time it reached the one they were going to do for humans, they could do for plants, they could do for anything. God was special. But when it reached human beings now, God had to say it is, something is going to happen. He sent a message immediately. He sent a message to Noah. We know the story. Noah, the end of all things have come. See what man has done. I regret creating man. This is thus said the Lord. Go and prepare. Build an ark for judgment. I'm going to use water and destroy and put an end to this nonsense man is doing. What is the message? Only those who will enter that ark will be saved. And Noah prepared the ark. See the patience of God. 120 years, according to theologians' mathematics. He preached this message for a period of 120 years. He must have been going about, hey, this one will be destroyed with water. Hey, because at that time there was no rain. Rain was not falling on earth yet. Okay. So they were busy with their scientific interpretation of what he was prophesying. Which rain? From where will it fall? Where has it ever happened? They have used their instruments. There is no water up there. They have used this. There is no this. Therefore, Noah, you are crazy. Amen. Up to the extent that Noah had to go to his family, his in-laws. Come now. This is Thor said, I receive a message. The boat is ready. Let's enter. Destruction is coming. The in-laws, they refused. And we know the rest of the story. Judgment came. But before that judgment, there was a message. And only 8 souls out of the billions that populated the earth. 8 souls, the Bible says so. Also in that same Luke chapter 17, verse 28, 29, and 70. After he spoke about Noah, he came to Lot. Luke chapter 17 and verse 28, 29 and verse 32, and verse 30. He says, likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, something happened. It rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. And verse 30, he said, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. When we in the end time message, we have taken this scripture and have taken it to make some corrections from some assertions. That we are saying that this scripture is the fulfillment of the ministry of William Branham. In the context that it is written here, no, you cannot apply that in the ministry of William Branham. This is talking about the end when Christ will come. The revelation will not just be scriptural revelation. It will be physical when he will be seen. William Branham was preparing us for the revelation when he will be revealed. And the revelation, this scripture is talking about Luke 17:30. It's a popular scripture among the intermediate believers, but I'm telling you now, it cannot apply it in the context that is written here in the ministry of William Branham. You can only, it's properly applied in the coming of the Lord. It's talking about by the time Christ will come, the revelation, they will see him in the cloud. It will be in the same estate. They are busy enjoying themselves. And then suddenly there will be something that will happen. That revelation is with their eye, they will see him. And it is that revelation that will send him, oh glory be to God. Send them to the mountain, fall on us, to the rocks, fall on us for fear of what will be happening because the whole earth will be shaking. So in the days of Lot, he says, so shall it also be. It was the same thing. It was Romans chapter 1 from verse 18 to 32 that was being fulfilled. Apostasy. That is the general, read it on your own. That is the estate of man. That was the estate. It was the period where men began to lust after men. Women lusting after women. No more natural affection. The natural use of the man and the woman was perverted, exchanged. It was when the immorality and godlessness reach a stage where, men now, it now was no secret again. It was now accepted by the society. Gays can come out and claim rights. And not just claim rights on their own. They also want church holding Bible to wed them. Wed a man with a man. Wed a woman with a woman. Not only woman with a woman. Talk about natural affection. I saw a picture, a story of a woman that wedded a tree. I saw another story of a woman that wedded her dog. It is defiance, outright rebellion. Man will marry man, woman will marry woman, and there are men of God, oh, hey, priests, pastors, that will wed them and give them certificate as husband and wife. Praise God. I read something about Ugandan president. I don't know whether that is true, because sometimes in social media now, we don't even believe what they say. They jailed two men, homosexual, that we are caught. And he said, for how long will they be in jail? He said, they will remain in jail until one of them gets pregnant and delivers. Since you are husband and wife, the wife must deliver. He said, the day the wife deliver, then they will be released. Praise the Lord. And it was when it got to that stage that God said, no, 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 no. Let's go and see what is happening. On his way, he passed through the residence of Abraham, a type of the bride for that day. Nothing is hidden from us. Hallelujah. Nothing is hidden from us. That's why we know, like Abraham knew that Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be destroyed. But the people of Sodom and Gomorrah did not know what is happening. So also we know there is a destruction that is coming upon this earth, that this earth, the people, the population, the generality of the people know nothing about. And the angels went and confirmed. And if you read that story in Genesis chapter 19, oh, praise the Lord. If you read it from verse 9, just keep reading it like that on your own, you will discover, amen. See what happened. The angels got there and they confirmed. They were chasing the angels. Men were chasing the angels to sleep with them. Some fine men have come. It was no longer hidden. And what will happen? There is another man that was living in Sodom. His name was Lot. He didn't come from there. Remember that it was Abraham, they had to be separated, that took him there to live there. He's not a native of that place. He's related to Abraham. But that's another message entirely. But he was there. He didn't like what was happening. This is the reason why he was delivered. He was there, but he was not part of what was going on. He hated it. The Bible says his soul was grieved by those abominations that were taking place. But my emphasis here is that those angels came there and gave a message to Lot and his family. Leave this place. I'm going to destroy this land. The abominations have reached heaven. Gave him a message that took him out. He says, I will not destroy this. I cannot do anything until you are out. I will not do anything until you are out. The world is still at peace because we are still here. Destruction will not come until we are gone. Destruction did not come until Noah entered the boat and the door of salvation was closed by God himself. Okay, foolish virgins. Wait till when it will be open. Lot had to go out before destruction come down. That is why we say, before the tribulation, can I tell you something? Glory be to God. Listen. the destruction, the darkness that comes upon this earth, the judgment that is coming upon this earth, it begins with the Antichrist himself coming in and bringing all the destruction that will be taking place on earth. It begins with him before Christ finally comes and crowns it up and shake all the shakables out. Some funny writers are calling us that we are false. They believe that the church, the bride of Christ in this age, that we shall pass through the tribulation. He said, we that teach that the bride of Christ will not pass through the tribulation, that we are false teachers, false prophets, that the tribulation, we will pass through the tribulation, and they are misquoting scriptures. Misquoting scriptures. We have pattern. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Before Noah day was destroyed, Noah entered the ark before destruction came. Lord left the city before fire came down. The bride of Jesus Christ, we go. We will go. Before this nonsense will start here. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Judgment is coming, but it's not for us. That is the message. If judgment is coming, and then we have to pass through the tribulation, what they are teaching you is that you should not take the mark of the beast. Is that the solution? When the Bible says, if you don't take the mark of the beast, you will neither buy nor sell. Will God allow his bride to go through that? Can't you see something is wrong with your revelation? You think God. So what makes me the bride then? What am I saved from? Hallelujah. So you are now, they are preaching and telling the people. They are bringing vaccine. Don't take it. It's the mark of the beast. Don't take it. It's don't take it the solution. If you don't take it, you will suffer. But because we are not ordained to suffer, before they start to give it, we are gone. We are gone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Note that verse 26 again of Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. It says, as it was. Verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the time of the preaching of the gospel. That is the acceptable year. The days of the Son of Man is the days that we are in now. Oh, praise the Lord. The same thing again. Daniel 12:4, as we read before, knowledge shall increase. This is the age. Knowledge is increased. Scientific knowledge that produce all the godlessness. I say, the Nolungas in Ireland, you say, you are correcting me. Thank you for the correction. Because those guys are scientists. They are professors. That I said science is of the devil. And they said science is not of the devil. That it is of God. But Satan uses it to pervert. And I think they are correct. Thank you for that correction. I said Satan, science is of the devil because all the inventions that are created now, they are creation with a motive. It is with a motive. Praise God. The reproductive system given to man and animal is given by God. But the process that produced Cain was not from God. That process is scientific. To make an animal mate with a human being is scientific. While the animal was thinking it is for pleasure, there was a motive behind it. The motive is to hybridize, create something that God did not create, with a knowledge, scientific knowledge, that comes only from God. But there is life and death there. That is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It is scientific knowledge. Everything science creates, there is something good there, but there is death hiding there. This electricity we are enjoying now with this fan, that the purpose of the creation of this fan is so that air conditioner, so that everywhere can be cool. But inside this fan, hey, there is death inside. Electricity, there is death inside. Your car, there is death inside. Aeroplane, there is death inside. Everything he creates, hallelujah. There is sweet corn, Abby. Corn that is very sweet, but there is death inside. Why are we having sicknesses that are incurable? Why? There is something inside. Why, with all the knowledge, it was when science got to that level of that mixture, God will not let it continue for too long. He reduced life expectancy from 800 years, 900 years. He reduced in the time of Noah to 120 years. In our own time now, because of the scientific creation that has destroyed the ozone layer, destroyed the atmosphere, destroyed life, destroyed through whatever scientific things they are doing, life now has been reduced to 70 years. Because if he allows it for too long, in fact, it's not fair. It is Satan himself that is killing man gradually. We are dying every day through scientific inventions. Even the drug you take, Satan will give you pain in your body, then give you painkiller from a pharmaceutical industry. Panadol. The same thing, when you drink, to kill that pain that Satan gave you, you will take it and create another problem. Do you know how long painkiller gets out of your system? Destroys your kidney, destroys your other part of your body. Tell me, any antibiotic, as it's killing whatever it went to kill, is destroying other cells in the body. Satan will create the problem and give you something that looks like solution, but in it, there is death inside. Science. Oh, praise the Lord. That is the age that we are in now, as it was in the days of Noah. Some of us don't even know the impact of scientific invention now. They are planning that by the year 2025, we're in 2000 now. Now, we're 2020 now. By the year 2025, that is in 5 years' time, see where knowledge will reach. If there's a video, I want you to just watch what the scientists are planning in the next 5 years. 5 years from now. Watch the screen.
Hey, do you remember yourself 10 years ago? The world around you was very different from now, wasn't it? No wonder. The 21st century is the age of rapid technological progress, and we're advancing at a mind-blowing rate. So, what do you think our world will look like by 2025? It's only a little bit more than 5 years from now, but by various accounts, it's going to be really exciting in 5 years. Let's see. Solar panels will beat fossil fuels in energy output. becoming the largest source of energy on the planet. Researchers from Thomson Reuters are sure this will happen because of new and modernized materials. With those, solar panels will be able to absorb much more sunlight and even when it's overcast. Augmented and virtual reality will become a thing. Today, it's a pretty new and raw technology. But 5 years from now, it will already be something everyone uses in their everyday lives. For example, you'll be able to have a virtual tour around a hotel before booking a room in it. Or how about taking a good look at 3D models of all goods in a store before adding them to your cart? Handy. Speaking of augmentations, people themselves will become enhanced. Microchips embedded into your skin instead of a paper or plastic ID. Bionic limbs having all the functions real arms and legs possess. Implants improving the work of internal organs, you name it. By 2025, all this and more will become available to the masses. And from then on, it'll only get cheaper and more popular. The problem of traffic jams will either be solved altogether or very close to it. With the growing demand for driverless cars and even flying cars, I can't wait. The human factor will decrease dramatically. And since it's the main reason why traffic congestion even exists, big cities will finally enjoy relatively free roads and we'll all be able to get things done on time. Can't wait for that. By the way, gasoline fuel would become a fading memory by 2025. Electric and hydrogen-powered vehicles will push gas-powered ones further and further out of the market. Also, solar-powered cars will probably emerge, gradually replacing all the rest. Just imagine, a car that only requires sunlight and some time to charge before you can go wherever you please. No more running out of fuel in the middle of nowhere. The Internet of Things, or IoT, will be omnipresent. Smart homes, smart offices, whole smart buildings, literally everything will be connected with everything else, separated only by closed internal networks. Living alone, yet coming home from work with a hot dinner and a clean house will become a reality. Everything will be done automatically, following just a few flicks of your finger over the smartphone or tablet screen. The internet will become truly global. Today, only 3 billion people in the world have constant access to the web, while the other 5 billion have either limited access or none at all. Several large companies like Google, Facebook, and SpaceX are already working together on a project that will bring the internet to everyone on the planet at speeds over 1 megabit per second. By 2025, it will surely be implemented. Artificial intelligence will make a huge leap forward. In 5 years' time, the AI will not only be able to answer simple questions and follow your commands, but it will also become deeper and more inquisitive itself. It'll probably even be able to talk to you. Not like Siri does today, but rather like Tony Stark's Jarvis. In short, it will become everyone's ultimate helper. Medicine won't stay where it is either. Even now, more and more advancements are made in this crucial field, and in 5 years, doctors will find solutions to the most important issues we're currently facing. These include a cure for cancer and AIDS, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and many other conditions that have plagued humans for a long time already. Of course, it's not as easy as it sounds, and it won't be cheap at first. But the main thing is that answers will be found, and the rest is a matter of time. Human genome will most probably be cracked, and only ethical issues will remain before genetic modifications of people become available. With those, we'll be able to get rid of pretty scary genetic conditions in children even before they're born. Scientists all over the world discuss this possibility even today. So, by 2025, the question should have a definite answer. Plastic will finally become a thing of the past. The same Thomson Reuters report I told you about earlier says that by 2025, biodegradable materials based on cellulose will replace plastic packaging for all purposes. No more littering the soil and the oceans. We'll be making a huge step towards a greener planet. And the new material will feel like plastic, by the way, so you won't even notice the difference. A little bit of sci-fi for you. Teleportation and time travel won't be a myth any longer. Scientists have recently discovered that quantum teleportation is possible, while others made an experiment where particles returned to their previous state, making it seem like time traveling for them. The researchers stress that quantum experiments can't prove that these things can actually be repeated in the material world. And of course, we won't be able to go to the past or teleport around the world in 5 years' time. But the concept itself will become more real either way. With genetic modification becoming commonplace, modified crops will be grown indoors. Changes to the plant's DNA will make them more resilient and less prone to failure, while at the same time increasing the yield. The times when GMOs were up for debate will have long since gone, and everyone will be able to literally taste the progress. Robots will take over the most menial jobs on the market, making humans turn their attention to more intellectual tasks and opening new opportunities for avid learners. Everything that can be done by robots will not require human assistance any longer. However, in some spheres, these robotic workers won't be completely autonomous. They will have to be manipulated by people, either directly or by programming them to do the required stuff. That will open up new jobs, so no need to fear that robots will take away from us and add to the unemployment rate. Speaking of learning, acquiring new skills will be much easier in 5 years than today. With the development of AR and VR, of which I told you earlier on, even the most practical skills will stop needing your actual presence in the room with your teacher. Want to learn how to drive a car? Here's a simulator, right in the comfort of your home. Perhaps such a method of learning won't be too widespread yet, but it will definitely start taking over the minds of people and get more and more popular with every passing year. Machine learning will also make large progress. Things like near-perfect electronic translators, navigation systems that adapt to your driving style, and other gadgets and software will make our everyday lives much easier. We'll be able to communicate with anyone we want almost without the language barrier and do our routine stuff quickly and without any discomfort. And it's all thanks to clever machines that teach themselves off their surroundings and the decisions taken, either by humans or around them, or by the machine itself. 5G mobile internet connection will be a common thing in most technologically advanced countries and cities. With 4G, it takes up to an hour to download a movie from the web. 5G takes it to a whole new level, downloading the same movie in just a few seconds. The connection speed of this network is simply astounding, and it allows all kinds of things to be done, from real-time broadcasting of sports events, like it was done during the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang in 2018, to long-distance manipulation of robot surgeons by actual doctors. Blockchain will become the preferred method of transferring money and valuable assets between people and organizations. You must have heard about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Those are based on the blockchain technology. In short, it allows you to get rid of the middleman while transferring your money, making the operation secure and direct. For example, when you make a transfer from card to card, your bank plays the role of that middleman. It tracks all your transactions and can block your account if you do something it thinks is suspicious. With blockchain, nobody but you knows of your operations, which makes it pretty awesome. You know your money is always in your hands, until you spend it. And finally, entertainment will become even more diverse with growth and popularity of space tourism. Right now, entrepreneurs like Richard Branson and Elon Musk are only getting ready to launch their first space tours, and they'll only be affordable for the wealthiest. But by 2025, the cost of it will slowly start to decrease as the whole process will become more easily performed. I'm not saying we'll all be able to see the stars firsthand. It'll still be very expensive. But it will be a beginning. And who knows? Maybe in another decade, we'll be riding rockets into orbit like we fly in airplanes today.
Hallelujah. This will happen in 5 years' time. It looks unbelievable. 30 years ago, who will have known there is anything called the internet? That you can hold your phone in your pocket and anything, any information you want in your pocket. And these things are getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Professor Wilson was telling us during the week, he said that there is a research that is going on now and it will soon be released. We are a man and a woman. You will not need to carry, the woman will not carry pregnancy again. They have technology that they will bring your sperms together and put it in a machine, and you just be watching it in your house. See the baby growing. Then when it is 9 months, you open the machine and you collect your baby. Did you hear him mention something? He said that the world will go with the IoT, Internet of Things, so that the whole world will become omnipresent. That's an attribute of God. So, there is not anything you want to know. Is there at your fingertips? Will you need God again?